Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Memor by Avram Golder, and today Maseches Zvachim Daf Kuf Yedal, the 14th Perek Paras Chatas. So the three Dafs are going to focus on, number one, the Mishnah listed two groups of disqualified Karbanos and presented two different psukim to exclude them from liability b'chutz. The Gemara explains that the first pasuk excludes Karbanos which were never fit to be brought to the Ohel Moed, for example, the Paraduma. And the second pasuk excludes those which were initially fit but were later disqualified. The Gemara explains how each of the second group became pasul later, for example, a roveo who had relations with a person after becoming a karban. However, esnan, a harlot's hire and mechir, in exchange for a dog, cannot take effect on a karban, since the karban does not belong to him, and kalaim and yotzei dofen, an animal born by cesarean section, are both disqualified immediately. Therefore, the Gemara explains that these four cases are bevladus kadshim, with offspring of karbanas. This Tana holds Vlad Kajma Yasan and Kadoshim. Offspring or Kabanas become sanctified when they're born, not earlier. So the fetuses could be transacted as an Esnan before they became Hekdesh. Still, they were originally fit for the Mizbech because they could have been sacrificed as fetuses along with their mother. Point number two, the Mishnah Rabbi Shimon said, if someone sacrificed a carbon which was temporarily unfit for sacrifice, but would become fit later, for example, a temporary balmum or a carbon before reaching its required age, he violates a losase, but does not incur kares. Rish Lakish explains that the pasuk says, losa asum koko asher anachnu osim po hayom. You should not do everything that we do here today, each man what is proper in his eyes, meaning to bring all kinds of karbanas, since balmums were forbidden. Moshe was thus telling Klal Yisrael, when you enter Eretz Yisrael, during the 14 years of conquest and dividing the land, while the Mishkan was in Gilgal, Yashus Takrivu, you may sacrifice proper, meaning voluntary, karbanos, but Chovos Lo Sakrivu, you may not sacrifice obligatory karbanos, since balmums were permitted then. Gilgal was considered Mechuzer Zman, premature relative to Shiloh, regarding obligatory karbanos, which could not be brought until Shiloh, and Alosa say prohibited bringing them during Gilgal. And point number three, the Chachamim in the Mishnah exempt the one who brings a carbon b'chutz prematurely, including where the owner is not yet ready, such as the Ashim of a Metzora before the end of his purification process. Rav Chilki Bar Tuvi said, this is only true if he shechted the Ashim l'shmo, but if he shechted it shelo l'shmo, he is chayv, hoyo v'rui l'shelo l'shmo bifnim, since an Ashim shechted shelo l'shmo is fit to be brought inside the Mikdash, since karbanos sacrificed shelo l'shmo are valid. Still, one who shechted an Ashim prematurely l'shmo is not chayev, and we do not consider it fit for the Mikdash since it could have been shechted shelo l'shmo because boy akira, it requires a positive uprooting to make the carbon fit for the Mikdash. Only if he actually uprooted it by shechting it shelo l'shmo is it considered fit for the Mikdash and liable b'chutz. Rav Huna objected to this ruling. Is there anything which is not valid as a carbon when shechted l'shmo, Ukasha shelo l'shmo, yet is valid when it's shechted shelo l'shmo? Since this ashim is not valid l'shmo, it's also invalid shelo l'shmo and exempt b'chutz. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the Mishnah listed two groups of disqualified korbanos and presented two different psukim to exclude them from liability b'chutz. The Gemara explains that the first pasuk excludes korbanos which were never fit to be brought to the Ohel Moed, for example, the Paraduma. And the second pasuk excludes those which were initially fit but were later disqualified. The Gemara explains how each of the second group became pasul later, for example, a roveo who had relations with a person after becoming a karban. However, esnan, a harlot's hire and mechir, in exchange for a dog, cannot take effect on a karban, since the karban does not belong to him, and kalaim and yotzei dofen, an animal born by cesarean section, are both disqualified immediately. Therefore, the Gemara explains that these four cases are bevladus kadshim, with offspring of karbanas. This Tana holds Vlad Kajma Yasan and Kadoshim. Offspring or karbanas become sanctified when they're born, not earlier, so the fetuses could be transacted as an Esnan before they became Hekdesh. Still, they were originally fit for the Mizbech because they could have been sacrificed as fetuses along with their mother. Point number two, the Mishnah Rabbi Shimon said, if someone sacrificed a karban which was temporarily unfit for sacrifice, but would become fit later, for example, a temporary balmum or a karban before reaching its required age, he violates a losase, but does not incur kares. Rish Lakish explains that the pasuk says, losa asum koko asher anachnu osim po hayom. You should not do everything that we do here today, each man what is proper in his eyes, meaning to bring all kinds of karbanas, since balmums were forbidden. Moshe was thus telling Klal Yisrael, when you enter Eretz Yisrael, during the 14 years of conquest and dividing the land, while the Mishkan was in Gilgal, Yashus Takrivu, you may sacrifice proper, meaning voluntary, karbanos, But chovos lo sakrivu. You may not sacrifice obligatory karbanos since bamos were permitted then. Gilgal was considered mechuzer zman, premature relative to Shiloh, regarding obligatory karbanos which could not be brought until Shiloh, and a lo saseh prohibited bringing them during Gilgal. And point number three, the Chachamim in the Mishnah exempt one who brings a carbon b'chutz prematurely, including where the owner is not yet ready, such as the Ashim of a Metzorah before the end of his purification process. Rav Chilki Bar Tuvi said, this is only true if he shechted the Ashim l'shmo, but if he shechted it shelo l'shmo, he is chayiv, hoyo v'rui l'shelo l'shmo bifnim, since an Ashim shechted shelo l'shmo is fit to be brought inside the Mikdash, since karbanos sacrificed shelo l'shmo are valid. Still, one who shechted an Ashim prematurely l'shmo is not chayiv, and we do not consider it fit for the Mikdash since it could have been shechted shelo l'shmo because boy akira, it requires a positive uprooting to make the carbon fit for the Mikdash. Only if he actually uprooted it by shechting it shelo l'shmo is it considered fit for the Mikdash and liable b'chutz. Rav Huna objected to this ruling. V'ki yesh l'chad davar she'eino kasher l'shmo, is there anything which is not valid as a carbon when shechted l'shmo, u'kasher shelo l'shmo, yet is valid when it's shechted shelo l'shmo? Since this ashim is not valid l'shmo, it's also invalid shelo l'shmo and exempt b'chutz. All right, so now we got our siman daf kuf yadalin, and our standard siman is a kiddie park. A kiddie park. So here goes. The newborn Vlados Kachim going down the slide of the kiddie park, who were puzzled for a carbon because they were Eslan Vaklim from before they were born. Watch one Rebbe tell the goats from the Gilgal class that they were premature to go on their Shiloh swing and therefore were Mechuser Zman and one is only Chayv Losaseh if sacrificed. While inside another Rebbe told his boys preparing an Ashim for the Matzor B'chutz play to make sure to announce they were bringing it Lashmo in order to be Pater. So once again, it's a motion. The newborn Vlados Kachim going down the slide of the kiddie park. Kiddie park? That must be on daf kuf yadalid. The newborn Vlados Kachim going down the slide of the kiddie park, who were possible for a carbon because they were Esam Maklein from before they were born, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses Vlados Kachim, offspring of Kachim, which become disqualified as the Esnan and Klein from before they were born. So, the newborn Vlados Kachim going down the slide of the kiddie park, who were possible for a carbon because they were Esam Maklim from before they were born. Watch one Rebbe tell the goats in the Gilgal class that they were premature to go on the Shiloh swing, and therefore were Mechuser Zman, and one is only Chayv Losaseh if sacrificed, which reminds us Gilgal was considered Mechuser Zman, premature relative to Shiloh regarding obligatory karbanas, which could not be brought until Shiloh, and a Losaseh prohibited bringing them during Gilgal. So the newborn Vlados Kachim going down the slide of the kiddie park were possible for a carbon because they were Esam Maklim from before they were born. Watch one Rebbe tell the goats in the Gilgal class that they were premature to go on the Shiloh swing and therefore were Mechuser Zman and one is only Chayv Losaseh if sacrificed. While inside another Rebbe told his boys preparing an Ashim for the Matzor B'chutz play to make sure to announce they were bringing it Lashmo in order to be Pater, which reminds us, the Chachamim in the Mishnah exempt one who brings a carbon b'chutz prematurely, including where the owner is not yet ready, such as the Ashim of a Metzorah before the end of his purification process. Rav Chilki Bar Tuvi said this is only true if he shechted the Ashim l'shmo, but if he shechted it shelo l'shmo, he is chayv, since an Ashim shechted shelo l'shmo is fit to be brought inside the Mikdash, since karbanos sacrificed shelo l'shmo are valid. So once again, the newborn Vlados Kachim going down the slide of the kiddie park, who were possible for a carbon because they were Esam Maklim from before they were born. Watch one Rebbe tell the goats in the Gilgal class that they were premature to go on the Shiloh swing, and therefore were Mechuser Zman, and one is only Chayv Losaseh if sacrificed. While inside another Rebbe told his boys preparing an Ashim for the Matzor B'chutz play to make sure to announce they were bringing it Lashmo in order to be Pater. All right, so now it's time for four Blah Bach Hazara. Daf Kuf Yud. So the Siman Daf Kuf Yud is a gold key ceremony. So here goes. The recipient of the gold key, that must be on Daf Kuf Yud, gold key ceremony. The recipient of the gold key who dropped the key into a mincha in which the kmitza fell back in and then offered it b'chutz, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that a mincha in which kmitza was not done and one offered a b'chutz, he's pater since it's not yet fit for offering inside the mikdash. If kmitza was performed, v'chazu kumsa l'socha, and its komitz went back into the mincha and one offered it b'chutz, he's chayv since such a haktara would be valid in the mikdash, albeit forbidden. So the recipient of the gold key who dropped the key into a mincha in which the kmitza fell back in and then offered it b'chutz, while a kohen was eating half the shrine of a mincha where only the kmitza was offered, but not the lavona, which reminds us, the next mishnah states that if one offered either the kohen or the lavona of a mincha b'chutz, he's chayv, but Rebbe Eliezer says he's only chayv if he offers both because burning both is necessary to permit the shrine. If he offered one inside and the other b'chutz, all agrees chayv since the second element completes the offering. Rabbi Yitzhak Navcha asks, Kometz Moshe yet to connect the Bishurayim. Does the Kometz permit part of the remainder parallel to itself? Mishra Shari or Kolish Miklash? Does burning the Kometz permit half the Shurayim, or does it merely weaken the prohibition of the entire Shurayim? So the recipient of the gold key who dropped the key into a mincha in which the kmitza fell back in, and then offered it b'chutz, while a kohen was eating half the shirayim of a mincha, where only the kmitza was offered, but not the lavona, got splashed by a kohen who was doing nisach hamayim b'chutz, which we learned that nisach hamayim during sukkahs is halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, and one is liable for doing it b'chutz. Daf Kuf Yudolf. So the siman Daf Kuf Yudolf is a kayak. So here goes. The man in a kayak, that must be on Daf Kuf Yudolf. The man in a kayak racing to bring his nesachim on a bamas yachid, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a machlokes whether nesachim were brought on a bamas yachid. So the man in a kayak racing to bring his nesachim on a bamas yachid saw a man on shore do malika and then offered the bird b'chutz, who was pater, which reminds us, the next mishnah states that one who performed malika on a bird bifnim and was then ma'ala b'chutz, he's chayv for the ha'alah, but since it was fit for burning on the mizbeach, having been properly slaughtered. If he did both b'chutz, he's exempt not only for the malika, but also for the ha'alah, since the malika was invalid and the bird is in a vela and unfit for the mizbeach. So the man in a kayak racing to bring his nesachim on a bamas yachid saw a man on shore do malika and then offered the bird b'chutz, who was pater, and then told a fellow kayaker with a sheep who was planning to shecht in the base of Migdash at night and then offer b'chutz that he would be chayv, which reminds us, Ziri says Rabbi Shimon is arguing with the Tanakhama about Shechitas Laila, shechting the carbon at night. The Tanakhama says that if he shechted it bifnim at night, he's exempt for a subsequent halah, but if he shechted a b'chutz, he's liable for the halah. To this, Rabbi Shimon says that just like he's liable for halah after Shechita b'chutz, he's also liable for the halah after Shechita bifnim. Daf Kuf Yud Beis. So the siman Daf Kuf Yud Beis is a Rubik's Cube. So here goes. The kohen who was so distracted by his Rubik's Cube, that must be on Daf Kuf Yud Beis. The kohen who was so distracted by his Rubik's Cube while walking the Seir Mishtalech to the mountain that he told his friends to sacrifice a b'chutz, which they would be pater for, which reminds us, the 14th parak begins, Paras chatzas shesrafa chutz megita, chatzas cow, meaning a par duma, which one burned, Rashi says, hashakted, outside of its designated pit, or ser mishtalech, which one sacrificed out the migdash, he's pater because the pasuk says, vel pesach omod lo haviu, and he did not bring it to the entrance of the tent of meaning teaching, koshe in rui levoi el pesach lo omod, anything which is not fit to come to the entrance of the omod, one is not chayv for offering a b'chutz. So the kohen was so distracted by his Rubik's Cube while walking the Seir Mishtalech in the mountain that he told his friends to sacrifice a b'chutz, which they would be pater for, was trying to solve the six-sided cube with each side showing a different stage of Iser Beheter Bamos, which reminds us the mission then lists the six periods in history when Bamos were permitted and forbidden. So the kohen who was so distracted by his Rubik's Cube while walking the Seir Mishtalech to the mountain that he told his friends to sacrifice a b'chutz, which they would be pater for, was trying to solve the six-sided cube with each side showing a different stage of Iser Beheter Bamos, and discarded the instruction manual that showed what someone who brought prohibited karbanos outside the Mikdash would be liable for, which reminds us we learned the various violations of sacrificing b'chutz depending on when the person was makdish the karban and when he was makrivet. Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. So the similar Daf Kuf Yud Gimel is a geek. So here goes. The geek, that must mean we're on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, backwards. The geek, obsessed with the Par Duma, who discovered the pit where it was typically burned, but one time wasn't, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that if the Par Duma was burned or shechted chutz megita, outside its pit, one is not liable for avodah b'chutz. Amoraim debate the meaning of chutz megita, outside of its pit. So the geek, obsessed with the Par Duma, who discovered the pit where it was typically burned, but one time wasn't, was shocked to find bones from the marble there, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish argue, if Eretz Yisrael is beduka, automatically considered inspected and free of tumas meis. The basis of this machlokes is whether the flood came to Eretz Yisrael, resulting in a concern that the bones of those who died there are present. So the geek, obsessed with the Par Duma, who discovered the pit, where it was typically burned, but one time wasn't, was shocked to find bones from the marble there, as well as the giant Re'em's horn lying in the massive footprint of Og, who survived the flood. Which reminds us, the Gemara asks, according to Reish Lakish, how did the Re'em, a gigantic creature, survive the Mabul? Although the Gemara answers that the tip of its nose was inserted into the Teva, it objects that it should have died from the boiling water. The Gemara counters that the Teva itself should have been destroyed since the pitch should have melted. Furthermore, where did Og Melchabashan stand? Therefore, it concludes that a nace happened, that the waters were cooled at the sides of the Teva. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do you remember that if one did Malika on an oaf outside the base of Mikdash and then offered it up, he would be putter? That's on Duff. Kufyat Aleph. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do you remember that Gilgal was considered Mechusar's man, premature relative to Shiloh regarding obligatory karbanas, which could not be brought until Shiloh? That's on Duff. Kufyat Dalet. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we have a machlokas if one is ma'ala multiple times b'chutz, whether he's chayv for every halal or only chayv once? That's on daf. Kufches. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we learn that Vlado's kachim can become disqualified as Eslan and Klein before they were born? That's on daf. Kufyadalad. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we have a machlokas whether nesachim were brought on a bamas yachid? That's on daf. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we learn that all kachim, even those which became pasul, are chayv for halal b'chutz? That's on daf. Kuftes. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we learn that basar and imurim of a shlamin cannot combine for a kazayis to make one chayv for halal b'chutz? That's on daf. Kuftes. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we discuss shechting an ashim b'chutz prematurely? Shelo ishmo. That's on daf. Kufyadalad. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we have a Malkokas where Yisrael is Baduka automatically considered inspected and free of Tumas Mace, which is based on the Malkokas whether the Mabul descended to Eretz Yisrael? That's on daf. Kufyad Gimel. Great. And number 10. Which daf do you discuss what the din is of a par Duma that was shechted Chutz Megitta outside of its pit? That's on daf. Kufyad Gimel. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.